We continue with our tafsir of Surah Sad, which is the 38th Surah of the Noble Quran. In the Surah, in the opening verses, there was a certain incident that led to the first revelation, and that is that the Kuffar, they found it strange that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called to one Allah. They found it very strange, and they found it. They asked the question. They asked the question as to how can you make many deities into one deity? That is something unfounded. That is something that has no basis whatsoever. Allah Rabbul Izzah responds to that by saying that, has the admonition been sent down to them, they will only truly come to understand when the punishment comes upon them. What is it that has beguiled them? What is it that has deceived them into thinking this, what they have? أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَابِ. Do they have the treasures of the mercy of your sustainer, who is the mighty, the bountiful? أَبْلَوْ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَلْيَرْتُقُوا فِي الْأَسْبَابِ. Or do they have the dominion of the heavens and the earth and whatever is between the two? Then let them climb up with ropes. Then let them climb up with ropes. Allah Rabbul Izzah puts forth various questions as to what is it that has beguile them and deceive them into these things. These people say things and refuse to believe because they have not yet been punished. And if Allah were to ever punish them, they would be forced to accept. However, it would be too late. And Allah Rabbul Izzah says that the mushrikeen have no right to question Allah's decision to confer messengership to whoever he wills. He confers this mantle on people according to his wisdom. These mushrikeen have no choice in the matter and not have the least control over Allah's treasures. What right do they have to object? Does the kingdom of the heaven, of the earth, whatever lies between that, it is all in Allah's control. None of it is in their control. And Allah reserves the authority over all these things. Therefore, they have no right to question Allah's authority in any matter. إِن كُلٌ إِلَّا كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلَ فَحَقَّ إِقَابٍ. In that case, Allah Rabbul Izzah says that they have done what they've done, and that has made them worthy of the punishment. Every single one of them rejected the messengers, and thereby my punishment was justified. If these huge armies, جُنْدٌ هُنَالِكَ مَهْزُومٌ مِّنَ الْأَحْزَابِ, any army from amongst the confederates were also destroyed, meaning that they are nothing. How can these small stones have ever dominion of the heavens and the earth and all the treasures? They are merely a heap of people who will be destroyed like any other previous nations. Like the previous nations, كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَعَادٌ وَفِرْعَوْنُ ذُو الْأَوْتَادِ. Before them, the people of Nuh, Ad, Fir'aun, and the men of stakes or pegs had rejected. They all had rejected before this nation, the people of Makkah. There were many other nations. And the people of Makkah themselves, they had witnessed how Abraha's army was killed. وَثَمُودُ وَقَوْمُ لُوتِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ. Thamud, the people of Lut, and the dwellers of the thicket. Ashab al-Aika is a thicket tree. So those who resided there, the people of Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salam, they lived in a forest and were punished by means of the canopy when they all took shelter under a cloud on account of severe heat. They were destroyed as they stood. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Ulaik al-Ahzab, these huge armies, all these armies were all destroyed. They were all brought to an end very suddenly. These huge armies could not save themselves from the punishment of the rejection of the messenger. So, O people of Makkah, who are you? How do you think you're going to save yourself? When all these people could not in the least save themselves. And when the mushrikeen heard the warning of punishment for the kufr and about the plight that previous nations suffered, they used to mock and pay no heed. And with regards to this behavior, Allah Rabbul Azzah says, وَمَا يَنْظُرُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً مَا لَهَا مِنْ فَوَاقٍ. These people are waiting only for a single shout, which will not allow even a breath to be taken. An intelligent person is he who does not wait for the advent of Qiyamah, when it will be too late. Rather, he accepts and he believes. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah has mentioned that in the Battle of Badr, the mushrikeen seem to be waiting only for Qiyamah. Instead, they should have taken lesson from the results of the battle and become Muslim. And when Qiyamah take place, it would be too late for them to take lesson. They had the opportunity, but these people were too foolish to consider their own welfare. Rather, they invoke curses upon themselves by saying, O our Rabb, وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا عَجِّلَّنَا قِتَّنَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. O our Rabb, hurry with our share of punishment before the day of Qiyamah. They foolishly said that it was not necessary to wait until the day of Qiyamah for the punishment to be met out. They would rather prefer it immediately. And they said this because they did not believe in the advent of Qiyamah. Otherwise, no one would ask for punishment if you really believed in Qiyamah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be distressed by the statement of the mushrikeen, and Allah therefore says to him, Isbir ala ma yaqulun. Be patient with all they say. And remember, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودَ ذَا الْأَيْدِ. And remember our servant Dawood, who ذَا الْأَيْدِ, Allah Rabbul Azzah says that he was the strong, إِنَّهُ أَوَّابِ, he was penitent. He was very repentant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah describes in about Dawood saying that he instructed the mountains and the birds to join Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam in tasbih. Inna sakharna al-jibala ma'ahu yusabbihna bil-ashi wal-ishraq. They would glorify Allah by evening and at daybreak. They would glorify Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورَ كُلُّ لَوْ أَوَّابٍ. And also subjugated the birds who would all gather together, and they were all penitent towards Allah. Sayyidina Dawood was clear in his speech, and it was easy for people to understand, and therefore Allah says, وَشَدَدْنَا مُلْكَهُ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةَ وَفَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ. We strengthened his kingdom and granted him wisdom and decisive speech. So the birds would come. Everything turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after mentioning the incident of Sayyidina Dawood and highlighting his patience, Allah Rabbul Izzah advises Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that be patient with all they are saying. And remember the patience of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was patient under all circumstances. He submitted and he turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us, in every circumstances of our life, when things seem to be going against us, the one thing we can take comfort from is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also advised, you can well imagine what was the condition of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he had to bear all the difficulties, when he had to bear all what had been thrown at him throughout his life. And as a result of that, we need to take comfort and solace from that. May Allah grant us the ability to remain steadfast under all circumstances.